The committee in charge of choosing a memorial that commemorates Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King on the Boston Common has chosen a winner. Joining us is Maria Garcia, senior editor of The Artery, WBUR's arts and culture team. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Deb.
So who won?
So the winning design is by artist Hank Willis Thomas and Mass Design Group. Thomas is a high-profile conceptual artist whose work explores history and identity. And Mass Design Group is a big architecture firm who's done work like the National Memorial for Peace and Justice in Alabama that explores the terrors of lynching. And their design is called The Embrace. It's a 22-foot bronze sculpture of two pairs of giant arms embracing each other. Thomas says he was inspired by an iconic photo of the kings embracing.
And so what was it, do you think, about this design that made it the winner?
Well, the image of an embrace certainly imbues unity, and the committee, and from what we gathered from the public comment that was made available to us, felt that that symbolized both Coretta and MLK Jr.'s message. Here's Paul English, the director of King Boston, the group that chose the design.
If you look at the message behind Dr. King's preachings, a lot of it starts with love, and love of family and friends, and ultimately love even of your enemies. And the embrace is something that's very simple and iconic that the committee and the public saw as representing that core message.
So it's a bronze sculpture, Deb, so perhaps a bit tradition-bound as far as memorial designs go, but it is physically imposing and quite striking.
So where will this be located on the Common?
So it'll be located on a crossroads on the Common that's on this gentle incline, and it'll have a northern plaza, or what's being called a northern plaza, that faces the State House building to one side, and on the other side, what's being called a southern amphitheater that faces the Parkman Bandstand, where King actually addressed the Common in April 1965. So both of these spaces are supposed to be able to hold small or large gatherings.
Now, you mentioned King Boston, the group that chose this memorial. Explain who the group is.
So they're a private nonprofit founded by tech entrepreneur Paul English, and they're working closely with the city of Boston. And within King Boston is this art committee made up of seven people, including the Boston Arts Commission director, MLK and public art scholars, plus artists. And they gathered input from the community after five finalists were announced last fall. English says the embrace was the committee and the community's favorite.
And how long will it be before the memorial is installed?
So English says design and construction could take up to 12 to 18 months, and the memorial is part of King Boston's bigger movement to commemorate the kings, including an educational center in Roxbury to train activists and an endowment for MLK-inspired programming at 12th Baptist Church. So the entire project is slated to cost $12 million, with $5 million going toward the Boston Common Memorial. And so far, King Boston has raised $6
million. Maria, remind us again why the kings are being honored now.
So, Deb, this is where Coretta and MLK Jr. met in the early 50s when he was a student at BU School of Theology and she at the New England Conservatory of Music. And this is really where their love story begins and their activism together. You know, and all other memorials center solely on King Jr., but Coretta was his equal partner and also very political involved. Her politics were more to the left, actually, than his when they met. And she'd already traveled overseas advocating for world peace. And in Boston is where the kings really started their love and their journey of activism together.
Maria, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Deb.
That's Maria Garcia, senior editor of The Artery, WBUR's arts and culture team.